Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from May 17, 2021 to May 21, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On May 17, here were the news. Crypto exposure may impact financial firms' risk profiles. Allianz. Vitalik Buterin burns $6 billion in SHIB tokens, says he doesn't want the power. DeFi dashboard Zapper raises $15 million to build on platform App Store. Bitcoin suffers biggest pullback this year with drop to 3.5-month low. On May 18, here were the news. BitGo hires former NYBit licensed deputy as chief operating officer. China reiterates crypto bans from 2013 and 2017. Crypto custodian Copper raises $50 million in Series B round. Banking app Current picks Polkadot for its DeFi debut. Bitcoin chart indicator suggests worst of pullback may be over. Crypto custody firm Fireblocks has handled more than $500 billion in assets. Crypto exchanges see fastest Bitcoin inflows since Black Thursday in March 2020. On May 19, here were the news. Arweave-based permanent Dropbox raises $1.6 million seed round. Russian political candidates will have to report crypto holdings. About 80% of central banks are exploring CBDC use cases, Bison Trails report says. Coinbase CEO Armstrong lobbies U.S. lawmakers as crypto scrutiny ramps up. BlockFi botches promo with outsized Bitcoin reward payments. NIM opens up staking in new Fini testnet to counter Sybil attacks. Bitcoin drops to $36,000, triggering $8 billion in liquidations. On May 20, here were the news. Ex-Goldman, BlackRock veteran joins crypto trading platform Epiphany as CTO. Diddy, Haddish, Durant revealed as investors in crypto-powered banking app Eco. Bitcoin back to $42,000, nearly recovering all of Wednesday's losses. Chainlink Labs joins Hedera Hashgraph Governing Council. Introducing Dollar Desk, CoinDesk's new rewards program. On May 21, here were the news. U.S. Treasury calls for businesses to report crypto transfers of more than $10,000 to the IRS. Crypto derivatives exchange BitMEX pledges to become carbon neutral. Gensler says SEC should be ready to bring cases involving crypto. Institutional Bitcoin buying spiked around Wednesday's crash. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.